from the Black Keys here on Radio 9. The news is coming up next. Stay tuned. Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Story news in London, I'm Laura Westbrook. Iran says several of its top military commanders and a senior official to the country's supreme leader have been killed in a wave of Israeli airstrikes that targeted the country's nuclear facilities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military campaign will continue until he concludes that Iran no longer poses a threat. The Iranians responded with more than 100 drones targeting Israel and accused the United States of supporting the Israeli military action. But President Trump says the U.S. military played no role in Israel's military assault. Our U.S. correspondent Simon Marks reports.
In an off-air conversation with Fox News, President Trump confirmed reports that Washington was given advance knowledge of Prime Minister Netanyahu's decision to strike at the heart of Iran's nuclear program. But he insisted no American military personnel nor infrastructure was involved in the Israeli action. He said he hopes that Iran will still continue negotiations with the U.S. about its nuclear program, though it's not clear whether this Sunday's meeting in Geneva between the president's special envoy and Iran's foreign minister is still on as Tehran responds, targeting Israel with military strikes of its own.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has now visited the site of the crash after an Air India plane bound for London with 242 people crashed minutes after takeoff on Thursday. Rebecca Bunden reports.
We've met some of the grieving families here. They've been saying what's been happening is they've had to give DNA samples and that it may take 72 hours for the bodies of their relatives to be identified. So they're also quite distressed about that, the fact that the bodies haven't been identified. That also gives us an idea of the magnitude of the crash with that fire breaking out, massive fire, and the damage that's been done.
Hungary's opposition is calling on leaders of the European Union to join this month's banned Budapest Pride Parade after Hungary's parliament passed a law banning Pride events and allowing facial recognition technology to track attendees. Pablo Gutierrez reports from Budapest.
Hungarian opposition leaders are urging EU politicians to join the banned Budapest Pride Parade on June 28th in protest of a new law passed earlier this year that criminalizes attending the event. The legislation passed with backing from Prime Minister Viktor Orban's ruling party also authorizes the use of facial recognition to identify participants. Organizers say the law aims to intimidate and silence critics, not protect children, as the government claims. Opposition lawmakers argue the law is a direct assault on civil liberties and democracy. Organizers still plan to hold the march, calling it the largest ever in Hungary. Pablo Gutierrez, Budapest.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
This is Jeopardy. Now entering the studio are today's contestants. First, an assistant plant engineer from Studio City, California, Janet Lattner. From Los Angeles, California, Peter Silence. And our returning champion, a library assistant from Harbor City, California, who so far has won a total of $3,475.
Jay Thurber.
from Schoolhouse Rock. Kind of a dark take on that song, though. Gonna run it into the ground. Well, 1995. It was 30 years. Okay, prophetic, I suppose you could call it that. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. We're also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Taking your requests.
To clap your hands in this group.
Here's Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yeah. Let me get myself together.
Thank you.
1966, as we remember the late Brian Wilson, who died Wednesday, just a few days short of his 83rd birthday. I was reading something yesterday. Someone pointed out that that song is actually very melancholy. If you really sit there and listen to the music, which is very characteristic, I think, of a lot of the songs Brian Wilson wrote, very sort of upbeat, pop, happy, shiny music. But the lyrics, kind of downers. 412-385-7450. If there's something by Brian Wilson or Sly Stone you want to hear, give us a call.
Seems I've got to have a chance to see you. Every night I have the spell that's true. Impressing by the way I could have been. Left you on my own all. So as it seems, I've got to leave before I start to scream. For some left the door and took the key.
You
music coming your way after we stop and check weather in just a couple of minutes. In addition to Brian Wilson, we lost Sly Stone this week. Two very troubled souls from two very different backgrounds who had such an amazing impact on pop music in the 60s and 70s. Are Sly and the Family Stone on Radio 9. Age of 82, same age as Brian Wilson. Sylvester Stewart, you knew him better as Sly Stone on Radio 9. at 1:25 chime time. New music from Yellow Card coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we'll check in with our national correspondent, our roving correspondent, Roy Mulhill. We've not heard from him for a while. We sent him off to cover the big parade today. So he's going to talk to some of the spectators who are waiting for that parade to get underway. I think that parade gets underway at 6:30. So he'll be talking already people crowding the National Mall, I guess, to see that. So Roy Mulhill is there, and he will have a report for us coming up in about 20 minutes. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang out with your friends in a cafe setting, open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, visit the website at sidecar412.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. StoryCorps' One Small Step initiative offers a simple yet powerful solution to help mend our country's divides. Across the nation, strangers with different political views are having conversations, not to talk about politics, but to get to know each other as people and discover their shared humanity in the process. These conversations are revealing that despite our differences, we have much in common. Find out more about One Small Step and about StoryCorps, an American nonprofit organization which records, preserves, and shares the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. Visit StoryCorps.org. That's StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org. That's a message from StoryCorps.org.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman bought. Whether you believe it or not.
Looking for cloudy skies, showers, maybe even a thunderstorm this afternoon with a high of 77. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Low of 66. Showers likely on Sunday, high 78. Monday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high 80. Tuesday, rain likely, high 82. And then on Wednesday, a chance of showers and a high of 85. Looks like that for most of the week. Even Juneteenth, which is Thursday, unfortunately going to rain out probably a lot of picnics and celebrations with a high of 83 predicted, and a thunderstorm possible on Thursday. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 78 in Washington, it's 75 in Beaver County, 75 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 74 at WRCT with new music from Yellow Card.
Yeah.
new music from Yellow Card here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Captain Jack from Munhall called 412-385-7450. And we were talking about the fact that both Brian Wilson and Sly Stone had their well-publicized battles with substance abuse, and both lived to be 82 years old. Now, there's a lesson in there for us, but I'm not sure... I'm not sure it's the lesson that the no drug people would want us to share with you. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University. Drugs are bad, okay? Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:32. Question mark and the Mysterians with 96 tears on Radio 9. North Hills says, just remember the next time someone tells you about the virtues of clean living, Keith Richards is 81.
Hidey-ho, hidey-hide, gonna get me a piece of the sky, gonna get me some of that old sweet road. I'm singing hidey-hide. Oh, I've been down so long.
mighty home.
With a song by Carole King here on Radio 9, and now reaching way back to the late 1950s, these are the Fidels. And you can tell that group is from the 1950s because after about 1958, nobody was going to call their group the Fidels anymore.
Jay Thurber!
Sobering thoughts from some drug-addled weirdo.
Bo Diddley on Radio 9. Radio 9, and this guy sings like a girl, and sometimes he sings like
Please
a frog.
Forgive me if I cry.
Clarence Frogman Henry on Radio 9.
Won't my baby say goodbye? All I do is hope and pray that she come back home someday. She left me feeling so blue.
Clarence Frogman Henry on Radio 9. There's a big parade that's going to be happening tonight in Washington, D.C. We've sent our correspondent Roy Mulhill down there to get some of the atmosphere and a live report for us. That's coming up right after this.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
for late nights writing English papers.
Or your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
He's been a prominent journalist here in Pittsburgh for many years, and for 20-some years now, he has been a guest on our show. We haven't talked to him for a while, but WRCT-TV national news correspondent Roy Mulhill is on the line with us right now. He is engineer. Is he ready? He's nodding. Engineer in the booth is nodding his head. Roy is in at the parade in Washington, so come in, please. Roy Mulhill.
3, 2, 1.
He's not ready.
Roy Mulhill reporting for Radio 9 of the big parade. Quite a crowd out here today, despite a little bit of rain in the forecast. Thousands of people lining these streets, many of them waving colorful flags and having a good time down here.
Roy, are they a lot of people waving like MAGA flags? Do they have pictures of the president, President Trump?
Haven't seen a whole lot of posters of the president. No, I have not, Jay, but everybody here seems to be having a good time. I was talking to this couple here. Tell everybody your name and where you're from.
Hi, it's Pete Russell. I'm from Bardstown, Kentucky, and this is my wife, Junie.
The Russell family here from Bardstown, Kentucky, and what brought you here to the parade today?
All right, I was just, we're real proud of my boy. He's done a great job, and we've been supportive of him ever since the very beginning. We just could not be prouder of him.
And what do you like best about, is it his stand on immigration? Is it the tariffs?
We don't talk too much about his politics. It's just, we raised him, and ever since he came out, we've been very, very supportive of him, and we just couldn't be prouder, and we just wanted him to know that.
You raised, I'm a little bit confused, you raised who?
I raised our son, Michael. He's marching in the parade today, and ever since he came out, we're just very proud of him.
Oh, your son is marching here in this beautiful parade in honor of President Trump.
What parade is he at?
Talking to our President Trump right here. He's marching with, been here with the Great Bardstown Pride League, along with his boyfriend, Steve.
Well,
what kind of parade is he
well,
at?
Well, okay, then. A long drive in here from Bardstown, Kentucky?
Roy.
Yes, you know what? It was worth it to come down here and see the beautiful crowd and just really feel very welcome here. Love is love, sir. That's what we keep
he's
saying.
In the wrong parade. Engineer is in the wrong parade.
Okay, it is a group of what appear to be drag queens riding full
this
uniforms
is Jay in Pittsburgh.
Passes
Roy.
By. We are talking to
Roy.
Spectators here at the parade. And
Roy! Can you hear me? Roy, this is Jay
yes,
in Pittsburgh.
Jay is back there in Pittsburgh. Hang on a second, Jay. Come in, please.
What parade are you at, Roy? It sounds like you're
at the parade. You said to go to the parade and cover the spectacle here as the military. I haven't seen a whole lot of military. I have seen some people in uniforms, but I've not seen the military yet.
You're not at the right parade. It sounds like you're at a pride parade. What town
Washington
are you in?
Courthouse, Ohio, Jay.
You're in Washington Courthouse, Ohio. You're supposed to be in Washington, D.C.
Where now?
At Washington, D.C., at the military parade for Trump. You're supposed to be in Washington, D.C., Roy.
That could explain. I have not seen a whole lot of people wearing Trump attire. No, you are correct.
Roy, you've done it to me again. You've gone to the wrong place, and we've spent all this...
Well, I was not aware of that. The marching band now coming by, and they appear to be playing It's Raining Men.
Yeah, you're at a pride parade, Roy. You're not at the Trump parade, which is where we sent you.
Well, I don't much appreciate your attitude, Jay. I came out here in great expense to the radio station.
Yes,
and,
you sure did.
You said cover a parade. Maybe you should be a little bit more specific next time.
It's my fault. Now, just say goodbye, Roy. Just sign off and say goodbye.
Reporting live, I'm Roy Mulhill, Radio 9.
What a...
Unbelievable.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
Jay Thurber screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
In Pittsburgh.
King Creole.
As a
man in New Orleans. He's a rock and roll, he's a guitar man with the great big soul. He lays down a beat like a ton of cola. He goes by the name of King Creole. You know he's gone, gone. Shaking King Creole.
King Creole.
The king starts to do it, it's as good as done. He holds his skin tall like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl without any throat. He bends a string and that sauce she wrote. You know it's gone, gone, gone. A song about a grown-head hole. He sings a song about a jelly roll. He sings a song about a pork and greens. He sings some blues about a New Orleans. You know it's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like a cat. Yeah. You know it's gone, gone, gone. And a chicken King Creole. Something sweet. No matter how he plays, you gotta get him on your feet. And when he gets a rockin' fever, baby, heaven sinks. He don't stop playing till his guitar breaks. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like a catfish on the pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, gone, gone. And a heckin' chicken King Creole.
Elvis Presley from 1958 on Radio 9, sending that out for everybody who's at the different marches and protests around the country, including in Pittsburgh. Hopefully, Jeff, who we had on the line with us last week, hopefully he's listening. He promised he was going to be bringing a radio with Radio 9 on it. So, Jeff, we're holding you to that. 1:53, much more music time. We're going to check news for you at 2 o'clock. And don't forget, at 3 o'clock, it's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies on the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network. New music from Jess Grant from the new album Highway 99 coming up right after this.
You're
came up with a win yesterday in Chicago in the 10th inning final score. Pirates 2, Cubs 1. It's the Bucks and Cubs again getting underway in just a couple of minutes, I believe, at Wrigley Field. Mike Burrows is expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball yesterday, where did we have that? We had the scores here somewhere, but there were scores yesterday in Major League Baseball. That's all you need to know about. The U.S. Open is offering refunds for people after all that rain we had yesterday on Saturday morning. The U.S. Golf Association issued a statement saying that due to significant rainfall overnight combined with historic rains experienced in the weeks leading up to the U.S. Open, the grounds at Oakmont Country Club are extremely wet heading into the third round of the 125th U.S. Open Championship. Out of an abundance of caution, access is limited today at Oakmont. So the forecast, more rain for today. Some areas very saturated. And if people choose not to attend today, they are getting a full refund for their Saturday ticket. What else to tell you about in regards to that? Sam Burns shot a 65. That's five under par. Only three players remained under par as of Friday afternoon. The Edmonton Oilers tied up the Stanley Cup final. They are headed, I believe, back to Edmonton for back to Florida for game five. That will be a Tuesday night, another pivotal swing in the NHL championships. And in the NBA championships, Oklahoma City beat Indiana by a score of 111 to 104 to tie the NBA finals at two games apiece. Rain indeed in the forecast for the next several days. Cloudy skies, although the sun's trying to get through there right now with a high of 77 this afternoon. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 66. On Sunday, showers and thunderstorms with a high of 78 Monday. Chance of a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, high near 80. Tuesday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high near 82. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 78 in Washington County, 75 in Beaver. It's 75 and overcast outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 78 degrees. New music by Jess Grant. Gonna take us to news time on Radio 9. Jess Grant off a new album, Highway 99, here on Radio 9. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.